For 25 years, Wilbur Smith had health insurance through his job. Then he lost his job and his insurance shortly after he was diagnosed with cancer.
Does it bother you that people don't have health insurance?
Initially, it didn't really bother me at all because, I mean, I always had it and I always thought that, you know, what are they complaining about?
Close your mouth.
Smith says he tried to get health insurance, even though he could barely afford it, but insurers kept turning him down because of his pre-existing cancer.
It was no almost everywhere. It was quick no. Like, wow, now? And they were like, now you come to us? I said, I never needed it before. I never knew how. Because I always had.
Smith found his way to this free clinic in Arlington, Virginia, where he's now getting cancer treatment. Private donors largely fund the clinic,
thank you,
which treats about 1,600 of Arlington's roughly 20,000 uninsured. Most patients are chosen by lottery.
We get about 150 people here a month who would like to become patients, and of that number we can take about 25.
Jody Kelly is a clinic director. She says that by the time patients reach her door, they are already very sick.
It's one of those things that kind of builds on itself. Because you're ill, you're not treated, you get more ill.
Washington waits this week as the U.S. Supreme Court considers the constitutionality of President Obama's health care law. Will it survive in full? Be struck down in full? Will parts of it survive and other parts not survive? No matter what the outcome, the U.S. public is not likely to be happy. According to a study by the Pew Research Center, the group found that less than half of Americans will support the ruling.
Ed Heiselmeyer works on health policy for the conservative-leaning Heritage Foundation. He says Americans don't want to be told they have to buy health insurance.
The Republicans are against it because they consider it an infringement on their personal freedom. Democrats are against it because they don't like insurance companies in the first place, and they don't like being told that you have to go buy from somebody they don't like.
He would like to see a more consumer-driven system where patients have choices outside what their employers offer. A system where people who've always been covered remain covered, even if they get sick, like Wilbur Smith did.
Insurance, you definitely need it. It's a must. That's the most important thing of all. And if you get any help along the way, the best thing to do is take it and be grateful.
Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Arlington, Virginia.